Thank you for all of our poets and musicians for sharing the spirit of creativity with us, from music to maggots. Wonderful poem by A.R. Ammons. The spirit of creativity comes in many forms. So I often hear back from members and friends of this congregation about aspects of my sermons that particularly resonated with them. And I'd encourage you, if some part of a musical piece or a poem resonated with you this morning, let the person know that presented that poem or music. And because each of us experiences poems and music and sermons through a unique set of sensibilities based on our particular life experiences. And it's always fascinating for me to discover how individuals, what you experience as moving, what you experience as meaningful about a sermon. It's sometimes what I predict in advance, but often it isn't. And it's one of the things that, to me, makes congregational life so fascinating and vital, is that we don't always know how we're going to impact one another in hopefully moving and meaningful ways of building one another up. Now, in particular, back in April, I preached two sermons on creativity. The first was The Spirituality of Spring, Creativity as a Spiritual Practice, and the second one was Poetically Dwelling on the Earth as a Mortal. And in response to those two sermons, I heard back from more of you and with more enthusiasm than I usually do in response to a sermon. Now, it's always good when it's not pitchforks, right? And having to ask my wife to warm the car up out front so we're ready to escape. Your enthusiastic response to those two sermons on creativity is one of the reasons we selected a fairly generic theme for this service of celebrating the spirit of creativity. It's also one of the reasons that we've combined our annual music and poetry services into one joint service, because those two expressions of music and of poetry are related manifestations of that spirit of creativity. And because both of those sermons are available on our website, Sermon Archive, and because many of you were present for those sermons, I won't rehearse them this morning. I will only revisit one of the central questions that I posed in both those sermons back in April. The question of if, perhaps, our creativity as humans, that creative impulse that bubbles up through us in the production of music and poetry, of pottery, of art, of all the different creativity, including sports and drama and all the different ways that humans are creative, whether that creative impulse is related to the evolutionary impulse of the universe. The groundbreaking American modern dancer and choreographer Martha Graham, who died in 1991, said it this way: "There is a vitality, a life force, a quickening that is translated through you, through each one of you, into action. And because there is only one of you in all of time, in all of our 13.7 billion-year-old universe story, in all of time, this expression is unique. And if you block it, it will never exist through any other medium, and it will be lost. And it is not your business to determine how good it is, how valuable it is, how it compares to other expressions. It is your business to keep it yours, clearly and directly, to keep the channel open." And for this reason, I was excited to see that quite a few of the contributions you may have noticed in your order of service to this music poetry service are original compositions. Although, as I discussed in those two April sermons, creativity can be channeled in many more ways than music and poetry. And of course, you're amplifying the creativity of the past when you bring forth and celebrate works that are not originally your own. And to make room for as many expressions as time allowed for music and poetry this morning, I have shortened this sermon accordingly. So it's okay. You won't be sitting here too long. So in that spirit, let me cut directly to the point that my hope for all of us this morning is that these poems, that these pieces of music, I hope that they may put us more directly in touch with that spirit of creativity, that they may give us permission to open that channel within us and to keep it ours and to keep it direct, to keep it clear. That you may feel inspired to explore and to embrace the creative impulse that is seeking to express itself uniquely in and through your life. Because if you block it, it will be lost to the universe and to all of us. And if this music poetry service has inspired you, you don't have to wait until next year to come up here and to share music or poetry. And there's many different opportunities, but in particular, our music team here at UUCF is working on a new coffee house series. Starting in October, we're going to start with one Saturday night in October and have spoken word and poetry and music, whatever people want to present. So be looking for that as a regular opportunity to share how the spirit of creativity is manifesting itself in your life. I think the first one will be at 7 on Saturday, October 19th. It'll be right here in the sanctuary. And if you're particularly inclined to the creative expression that's found in the visual arts, I should mention in a happy synchronicity that this Sunday, the current show in our Blanche Ames Art Gallery, so if you turn, instead of turning left to leave, if you turn right, you'll see that whole hallway is our Blanche Ames Art Gallery. It's still up for one more day this Sunday. And all the art in that current show is done by members and friends of UUCF, so very similar to the music and poetry that you've heard. And dovetailing with this service's theme of celebrating the spirit of creativity, that art show is titled Our Creative Spark. Now, for now, I will conclude by inviting you to consider that beauty and creativity are neglected ethical categories. May this service of music and poetry be one small part of inspiring all of us to birth more hope, more wonder, more creativity, and more beauty, that we may be part of transforming this world. May it be so, and blessed be.